And the background music of Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KESM. Program number 470 in that continuing series. As our theme wraps up, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavian is out of town checks. We're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 66 degrees. Overcast skies and cloud cover. Nice rainfall this morning, and now the breeze is blowing there, so very comfortable outside. Just a great day. Well, we've got our guest on the line. We're going to go to the line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Eric Malik. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Si?
I am wonderful. It's great. And just talking off the air, what's it like down there in Garner, Iowa? You had a little rain, huh?
Had a little rain, about an inch and a quarter overnight. We've been pretty dry like a lot of places, but we've been getting a little rain here and there.
Yep, and and the crops are looking okay then?
Yep, not too bad. We're a little dry, like I said, but they're behind, but they're coming.
Sure.
Getting ready to cut some second cutting hay here this next week.
Okay.
And the corn's probably, I don't know if it's quite, it's over waist high.
Is it already? Wow.
They're about, I don't know, probably 8 inches high, maybe.
Uh-huh. Nice, nice. Well, Garner is where you make home these days, huh?
Yeah, I'm out on the farm. I'm the fifth generation out on our farm. We're between Garner and Duncan, Iowa. Duncan's our little Czech little village here.
Yep.
Where we have our dance hall and our Catholic church. And so that's, we're out on the farm.
Okay. And you took over the farm from Dad? You moved him into town, or how did that work?
He moved to town, but we're still farming together.
You're still farming together.
I also work uptown around a feed department at the local co-op.
Oh, you do? Oh, good for you. Yeah. No grass growing under your feet then?
No, and my wife, she's a nurse. She delivers babies over in Mason City at the hospital.
Okay.
And we have three children from going into eighth grade and fifth grade and second grade.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we also help run a 4-H club. We got 70 kids in the 4-H club.
Uh-huh.
And then we help with our church and with our little ballroom community hall here in town. And, we keep busy.
And then somewhere in there you find time to do a dance job once in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, I think we got about 40 of them coming up for the year.
Do you really?
So things are coming back around.
Yeah.
Not as many dances as we used to play, but
yep. We're
still playing for parties and outdoor events and fairs, things like that. So things are changing, but there's still room for a dance band.
Well, that's great. And you still run a pretty good size band. And in that, you just released a new CD as well.
We did, and we've had some really good response and getting some good comments on folks that have purchased them.
Well, it is a good CD. You sent me a copy, and, of course, we put an order in, so I have them available up here.
Sure.
It looks like you took a page out of the past from The Sound of Music by looking at the cover.
Yeah, that's what we're kind of going for. We put a couple songs on there that get requested quite a bit, especially around Oktoberfest time, like Edelweiss and Happy Wanderer And A Walk in the Black Forest is on there also.
So nice.
I'm going to tie that in there.
You bet. Well, we'll talk a little more about that in just a moment. But for the folks that have never met you, heard you before, who is Eric Malik? Tell us a little bit about your background. Of course, your mom and dad, you know, and family, and how you got started in music. Just bring us up to speed.
Sure. My grandpa started the band about 92 years ago. They started playing barn dances and house parties, and then they moved into playing the ballrooms and the dance halls. And then my dad started in the 60s, and then I started with the band in the 90s, mm-hmm. and my wife's on the band as well. And so I got a cousin, and we got quite a few of our friends on the band. But I started concertina in probably high school, and I started playing trumpet in fifth grade.
Okay, so you started out in the band playing trumpet, probably. Was the concertina player back then?
Well, Mars Frana was one of them, and Bill Malik was another.
Okay, and Bill being a relative?
Bill was a cousin.
Okay. And then one day you got the initiative to start playing that concertina yourself, and I know for a fact that you've got one of Elmer Scheid's concertinas.
Yeah, I have a pretty famous concertina, the 1937 Paddock Deluxe that Elmer Scheid got for his 16th birthday from his parents.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I think I might have played that one.
I think you told me you did.
Yeah, did Christy Hengel have that for a while?
Yeah, he sure did.
Then I did. Oh, boy, you've got a definite advantage over everybody when you've got one of Elmer's concertinas because they just about play themselves.
There's a lot of history behind that concertina, all the polka days.
Yeah.
And Gibbon and all over.
Oh, man, that is so cool. Is that's a white one. Is that what, key of C?
That's a C box.
Yes. Okay. What else do you have for concertinas, Eric?
Well, I have a Hengel that Jerry Minar made for me. I ordered a B-flat.
Okay.
And he made that for me, I think, back in 06. So I've had it a while.
Okay.
And then I have there's a concertina player down here by Storm Lake, and his name is Wayne Ripke.
Yeah.
And I bought his brown E-flat concertina.
Okay.
So I have that. I play that also once in a while.
Okay. And is Wayne still going yet?
He's just plays at home.
He does.
He doesn't play in the band anymore. He retired.
Okay. I've had requests to get him on this show. I might have to beg a phone number from you if you have that, then we'll get him on the show sometime. So
yeah,
you bet. Well, we'll talk about that later. You know, what made you pick up that concertina and start playing it? I mean, I did it because my dad encouraged me to do it back in the days when I was in second grade, and I had the advantage of, dad playing for the Deutschmeisters, and so he had connections with Tony and Betty, and so thus I got lessons back then. So that's how I learned, and then took trumpet in school. But how did it work for you?
Well, I decided I wanted to pick it up, and I picked it up for a little while and then set it back down for a couple years and then picked it back up again. But I guess Brian Brigham and Kevin Liss and Carl were the guys that I first listened to quite a bit. And then I listened to a lot of Elmer Scheid, Jerry Schuff, Sil Liebel. You know, those were the guys that I kind of wanted to kind of sound like.
Sure.
And that's what I enjoyed, the way they played.
Okay. Very good. And so do you currently run the band then? Are you, dad kind of pass the baton to you then, or you work together at it?
We kind of work together, and whoever has time to do what.
Okay.
Kind of try to trade off a little bit.
Sure. And dad's still in pretty good shape, so he goes along in all the jobs and plays horns?
Yep. He goes to as many as he can. You know, some of us, once in a while, we run into a class reunion or something where we have to miss.
Yep.
Try to make every single one that we possibly can, and dad comes out to the farm every day and works out here and helps with the cows and the crops, so he stays busy.
Uh-huh. And you guys have got a good working relationship there going, and hope to keep it going, huh?
That's right.
You bet. Well, it's an honor to work with your dad. I say that from experience. I got to work with my dad at the meat market for 29 years, and side by side making sausage and that, and We had such a good relationship, and I had the honor of playing a few dance jobs back when I was still kind of wet behind the ears, played concertina, and Dad drummed for me, and as I look back, those are memories I'll never give up. Oh, that was just awesome.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. So, and then to have the opportunity to work with your wife, too. She plays the drums, huh?
No, she's a reed player.
Oh, she's the reed player, yeah. Yep.
Sax and clarinet and sings as well.
Oh, that's right. And but she's a sister to Adam Sandhurst, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, just talk a little bit about that. Kind of a tangled up web. There's a... I know Myron Muehlbauer plays for you once in a while, and there's relation there.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and bring them all out.
Okay, well, I was playing a dance job with Adam's Jolly Jammers down in East Chain, Minnesota for a polka mass. And that's where I met my wife. We didn't quite get together then, but years down the road we did. But my wife's mother's side was the Muehlbauer side, and they're from the Guam area, New Almond to the north, and then my wife's father's side is the Sandhurst side from Fulda, Minnesota.
Okay.
So there was a band on each side there. The Sandhurst and the Muehlbauers both had bands, and of course, my brother-in-law Adam has the Jolly Jammer band.
Yeah.
And let's see, Myron Muehlbauer would be an uncle of his and my wife, and he plays with our band occasionally and Adam's band quite a bit.
So sure.
There's a lot of relation on both families.
You bet. And I've had the opportunity to work with Myron and a number of those same musicians I'm sure that you've worked with, Gary Schrader on the bass horn and Jerry Kale on the reeds and trumpet. And boy, and the list goes on. I mean, there's less bands and less opportunities to play. So a lot of these musicians, you can see them on any number of three, four, five, six bands at any time. So,
That's true.
Yeah, and good musicians. I mean, they don't hardly make them like those guys anymore. Those were such... Myron is so passionate about the music. I really enjoy working with him.
Those guys are hard to come by, aren't they?
They are. You bet. Well, what does things look like these days? You said you've got about 40 jobs coming up over the year. Anything up this way at all? Are you playing basically in your area, or where are they all located?
Well, I think we're kind of staying closer to home. We're going out to Nebraska for Wilbur Check Days.
Okay.
But other than that, I think they're about 2-3 hours around us.
Okay.
I get out to La Crosse once in a while.
Sure.
I kind of found out we're playing a little closer to home than we used 2 years ago. And that's all right, too. We were out to Wisconsin about 4 times last year and out to South Dakota. And so it was busy, and this year it's just a little closer to home.
Well, and at the stage of your life, I would think that's a benefit because you've got young family members there, and there's always, you know, you're working a full-time job besides, and there's always going to be conflicts otherwise. So anytime you have to enter that extra travel time, that takes its toll.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we have beef cows here, too. I don't know if I mentioned that either.
So no.
You've always got to find someone to do some chores and help run the kids' places.
Yep, for sure. You bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about that CD. I've got a couple minutes before we need to break for the ad here. So you've got quite a number of CDs. Do you have a count what number this one is?
Well, this is our 12th recording that we've made since 1980, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay. And, you know, a lot of bands aren't doing recordings anymore. What prompted you guys to, you said, we got to do one more, or we've got songs here that we just need to get recorded, or how did it go?
Well, we had some nice songs I thought that would go over well, and they go over well at our live jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of when bands aren't recording, that's kind of the time to do a recording.
Just to
get it out and kind of get people fired up a little bit and get something new to listen to and sing along with.
Absolutely. Well, for a music guy like myself here, people are constantly calling me and will say, what have you got that's new? So I am so happy to promote your CD because it's like a breath of fresh air, you know. After that stupid COVID situation for those years, nothing was happening. So you guys are a breath of fresh air these days.
Thank you, Si.
You bet. Talk about the musicians on the recording.
Okay. Well, it's myself and my dad and my wife.
Yeah.
And my cousin Ron. We're all in the front row. So that's trumpets, clarinets, saxes, concertina, trombones.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the back row, we had Jeff Langen from Hoka, Minnesota on drums. His family used to play with the Phil Ebel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then also we have a local guy here about an hour away. His name is Merlin Bartz on the bass horn, and he's played with us off and on for many, many years, and he's played with us quite a bit here lately.
Okay.
And he does a nice job and can handle all those tuba solos and those odd chords on some of those two-steps and does a real nice job.
Sure. And then on the hollers and the extras, are those the kids?
Yeah, that's my kids, Josie, Maddie, and Colton. They're on the CD a little bit, did some little bit of hollering and some talking, and they come home from school, and we had everything set up here because we record right at our farm, Terry Yard from Barefoot Becky Band.
Oh, yeah.
A trailer load of equipment,
yep.
Partitions, and you know how that is, microphones. And
absolutely.
So they got home from school, and we were working on a song, and I said, hey, kids, why don't you come in here? We're going to have you do a little thing here. So they enjoyed it, and we like to listen to it also.
Absolutely. Well, if we can ask you to hold that thought, Eric, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then I'll come back to you if that's all right.
Thank you.
You bet. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. And here we are coming into July, already the 4th of July, just days away. And lots of summer picnics and cookouts going on, and just a perfect time to stop into the St. Joe Meat Market. Stock up with numerous flavors of brats that are available for you. The brat of the week this week is our smoked jalapeno cheese brats. Yes, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Also, the famous Joe Burgers at the St. Joe Parish Festival next week are the same great burgers that are available all of the time at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market uses lean beef chuck roll for all burgers and patties. No additives, no fillers. You'll also find the same great burger used in the Sloppy Joes at the Parish Festival. And our best skin-on all-meat hot dogs, always a favorite for everyone at any festival or picnic. This week, our beef chuck eye steaks are featured at $7.99 per pound. That's a great price for a steak. Boy, and just picture them sizzling on the grill. Cooking and hosting at the Brat Sale on Friday and Saturday out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market will be the Marines. Come out and patronize these great service people while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can like us on Facebook, and you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. Eric, for being our guest on the show, and I think you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll put that meat package up and send that out to you, priority mail, and hope that you and Kim and the whole family, everybody enjoys it in good health. How's that?
Well, that sounds great. I hope everyone gets out and buys some beef and pork and supports all the good things you got going on there. It's making me hungry thinking about it.
All right. That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about that CD yet before we let you go, Eric. Started out with the Pepper Pot Polka, Ernie Koopman number, huh?
Yeah, that's out of the Elmer Scheid Library, that arrangement. That,
is it really?
Yep, sure is. And the next one, Summertime Waltz, that's out of there too. I believe that's the Slivers de Wands.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep, should I just go down the line?
Yeah, go ahead and just talk about them all a little bit.
Yeah, Paper Roses is a nice little two-step. My wife's on vocal, and I got that Elmer Scheid Paddock concertina playing.
Okay.
On that two-step.
Uh-huh.
The next one's kind of an Oktoberfest favorite, the Happy Wanderer polka, and that's a Frank Melmer arrangement, and Frank's a good friend of ours, a longtime musician.
Yeah.
Number five on there is, we call it the Helinka Waltz around here, but the old Czech name is called Behind the Blacksmith Shop.
Yeah.
That's on that Paddock concertina as well. That's a nice little waltz.
And that's a concertina solo, huh?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, nice.
The next one, we go to a two-step, and it's a little bit of Western swing. It's called San Antonio Rose. It's an old Bob Wills number, and we do the vocal, three-part vocal on there.
Okay.
And that's always kind of a favorite. The next one's kind of a big hit up by you. That's your theme song for the show, Musicians Come and Play.
You bet. And, you know, I've had an idea. There's a number of good arrangements or recordings of the Musicians Come and Play other than Larry's. I really like Larry's recording, but I was thinking that one of these days I might start in just slipping one of these in at the beginning or the end of that when I play the theme. And boy, yours is really, really good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's an old, old Czech tune from the, well, I'd say the 1880s, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just a nice tune. So, yeah, then we got the special Edelweiss, which a lot of people like that, Edelweiss waltz. And then we got a Walk in the Black Forest, and that's a little two-step. That came out of the Elmer Scheid Library, too, and kind of a nice chart there.
You bet.
And then someone always wants a Red Raven polka.
Yeah.
So we put that on there, and we got three-part vocal, and that turned out really nice.
You bet.
Then you got to have Hulerei, right?
Yes.
So we got a little bit of Rudy's Hulerei. It's also known as My Beloved Waltz or Goose Town or boy, it's got a million names.
Yep.
Now, this next one is called Mudlinka Polka, and that's an old Czech number. We got that from Eastern Wisconsin, the Don Schweiss Band, and some of those guys used to play that one, little Romy Gaz.
Yep.
And then we got the ever-popular Elmer's Tune, which is a two-step. That's an old Glenn Miller number.
Yep.
And then we have When We Parted Waltz, and that's a Czech number. We have a Czech vocal on there, and that's a tune I've been playing ever since I've been playing, and I think since my grandpa's been playing.
Oh, that's a beautiful number.
Yep, and then we got a little Phil Ebel and Bobby's Polka. That one gets requested all the time, Bobby's Polka. And then we end the whole recording on Goodnight Irene, and that's one we sing, and my kids are involved with that song also.
Oh, nice. Well, I encourage the folks, if they're still into CDs, they come out and pick up a copy, because they are certainly going to be entertained by listening to this. You guys really hit a home run with this one.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's available on USB, too. So if you want, Cy, to order you a USB, you can get a hold of us.
Okay.
You can plug it in right in your newer car or truck, plug it right in there, and she'll take off.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand or know how those work, but we did that with our last recording with Lester Schiff, too. And my goodness, that plays so well, and you don't have to worry about hitting bumps or anything that the CD is going to skip in the player, because that USB plays 100%.
Right, and the sound quality is just great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the Terry Yard that does this recording, it's top-notch. He doesn't mess around. It's not some recording out in some guy's garage.
Oh, and we just have to give credit to Terry and Becky. They came up and recorded Lester 2 years ago when we did that recording, and those people are so fun and so easy to work with. Oh, he is so patient.
They do a great job.
They do. Red Ball Productions, you bet. Terry Yard and Barefoot Becky. And how far away from you are they?
Oh, they're a good 3 hours.
Oh, they're still, they're still that far away. Okay.
Yep, they sure are.
Okay, but he brought his equipment up and set it up at your place there.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, that's what he did.
We enjoy having him.
Yeah, you bet. Good people. You bet. Well, Eric, our time is about run out, so we're going to save some time to play a few selections off that CD. But we really want to thank you for taking time out, joining us on this Musicians Come and Play program. And like I told you the last time, the good Lord willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great. Just want to thank all our friends and fans and the Adam Sanders family and the Bob Posch family, and say hi to Jolly Jay. And if you want the CD, make sure you call Cy or give him a call. And if we'd like to see it all at Duncan Fest, September 16th and 17th. That's down in Iowa. Mollix, Brian, Mark Villadal, and Barefoot Becky. So
Perfect.
Hopefully we'll see you there.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks again, Eric, and we'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
All right, thank you.
There he goes, Eric Malik, our 470th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Malik's Fisherman, their brand new CD coming your way next. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 470th edition of Musicians Come and Play. Eric Malik, our 470th guest from Malik's Fisherman, concertina player, horn player, and just a wonderful young guy to visit with. Just what you hear there is what you get. He's a great musician and a great personality. 11 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 67 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. We're going to start things out with the very first selection on the CD. It's one called the Pepper Pot Polka, a nice Ernie Koopman number. Malik's Fisherman, yes, one called the Pepper Pot Polka, and boy, they really aced that one. That's a nice recording there. Ernie Koopman, Elmer Scheid, they'd be proud of him. 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 68 degrees here in central Minnesota. Nice waltz tune coming your way next. It's the Summertime Waltz. Malik's Fisherman with the Summertime Waltz. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 68 degrees. We're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie wants to say hello this today from Alaska to all of our listeners. Yes, Jeannie goes on to say, we are in Denali National Park for the next few days. Today, our group is heading out on the Denali Wilderness Tour, hoping to see many different species of Alaskan critters. Hopefully, grizzly bears, moose, elk, doll sheep are all waiting for us today, waiting to visit them. And today, we want to make sure everyone knows that there are still some seats available for the Medora Musical Memories Tour. It's going to be departing July 21st, returning July 24th. The Pitchfork Fondue Welcome Reception, Three Nights Lodging, Gospel Brunch, Teddy Roosevelt Show, Teddy Roosevelt National Park Tour, five meals, and tons of fun. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581, and call today. Reservations can be taken right at this time. Now is the time to book your summer, fall, daycations, and minications. So if musical shows are of interest to you, Jeannie B's will take you to see the Jersey Boys at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, or the Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Lock Theater in Excelsior, Minnesota. How about the Jaspers Musical in Park Rapids? It's a summer must-see. Seats are available for July 26th, August 9th, August 23rd, or September 16th. These dates are filling fast, so give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581, soon to reserve your seats. Awesome fall color tours are on the Jeannie B's tour schedule. Seats are waiting for you on September 25th for the Quad City Celebration Mississippi River Cruise, or the October 16th Oktoberfest in Branson and Eureka Springs, maybe the October Music Cities Branson and Memphis Tour. If it is a great holiday getaway you are wanting to experience, now is the time to book a Branson Christmas, either November 10th or the December 4th. A Nashville Country Christmas departs November 24th. So give Jeannie B's Tour a call for any or all of these tours. Again, her number, 320-345-1581. You can also stop in their downtown Freeport, Minnesota office Monday through Thursday, 9 until 2, to visit about tour details. Remember, seeing is believing. And that's Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Freeport And yeah, they're up in Alaska right now, up in Denali Park. So lots of excitement always with Jeannie B's Tours. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon and 68, our current temperature here in Albany. We get back to the music of Malik's Fisherman. Here's one that Eric talked about. It's a nice country tune, one called the San Antonio Rose. Nice number there by the Malik's Fisherman Band, one called the San Antonio Rose. Really like that. Let's put the band to work once again. This one called the Madlenka Polka. Thank you. Malik's Fisherman, that's Don Schleiss number. Don Schleiss number, one called the Madlenka Polka. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Concertina solo time. It's Bobby's Polka. Eric Malik.
Bobby's Polka, key of D, Rudy.
Okay, thanks, Sil, too.
Fisherman, Eric Malik on the concertina solo there with Bobby's Polka. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 69 now our current temperature here in Albany as we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, Kevin Mauger, and Kevin's Countryside located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, the home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And of course, the Hustler is the original zero-turn. Helps eliminate the trim, extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with new Hustlers in stock on hand. Check them out, the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Baggers and other attachments are always available. Kevin, of course, does repair work on all makes and models. And started out working on John Deere's way back in the day. And he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. Kevin also does trade. So if you want to trade your current one in on one of those brand new Hustlers, he'd be happy to make you a sweet deal on that. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And like I've always told you, Kevin does the family farm. He puts in the family farm. So he's a kind of a one-man band out there. He's busy, and but he wants to be there when you come. So always give him a call to make sure he's there, not out in the field. He doesn't want to miss you. And does a great job out there. Always fun to visit with. He took on that Eagle line of power equipment, battery-powered equipment. And so that 56-volt lithium batteries. And I've got one of those sets. And so it's got the trimmer and the pole saw and the edger with it, and boy, I'll tell you, it works nice. It's a powerful system, and so he can show you those as well. So stop out the next chance you get and see Kevin about that Eagle line of battery-powered equipment and those brand-new Hustlers out there. Check them out this week for sure. That's Kevin's Countryside, and now with the rain, we're going to be cutting grass again. So yeah, you want a mower that's going to perform? That Hustler is the mower. So check him out this week. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 12:30, it's Malik's Fisherman and one called A Walk in the Black Forest. Thank you. Melix Fisherman with one called The Walk in the Black Forest. Beautiful music there by Melix Fisherman. Here's one that Eric talked about in the program and goes with the theme of the CD, one called The Happy Wanderer Polka. Great recording there by Melix Fisherman, one called The Happy Wanderer Polka. Boy, if you like great bass horn music, good concertina, lots of horns, great singing, this is a CD for you. Melix Fisherman just releasing it, one called The Summertime CD. Have to make this the last selection of the show, and this one is their final selection on the CD, one called Good Night Irene, Melix Fisherman.
Sugar. Sugar.
Some folks, they like to drink wine.
to Malik's all the time.
Hey!
Irene, good night.
Good night, Maddie.
Good night, Colton.
Irene, good night.
Good night, Josie.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Malik's Fisherman, Good Night, Irene. And a beautiful song there, and that's where they involved the kids in. You heard Colton and Maddie and Josie. So, yeah. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 69 degrees here in central Minnesota.